interview with Alina Marazzi was conducted at Dickinson College via Skype with Professor Marini Mao, Mia Merrill, Maddie Smith, Bella Agostini, and Alina Marazzi. It was recorded on April 8th,
2020. Facts and the laws that seem to be always to come much later. So the laws are late compared to the awareness right. of people.
I think that's why it's part of
the recording.
Yeah, that's definitely part of what makes it so powerful. It's just the realness of everything you see in the film coming to light in that timeline.
Yeah, that's very grounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm doing research for this class on violence against women on screen. And I think that the abortion story in We Want Roses 2 in its own way talks about violence against women, and like when we talk about access and restriction on access and even just methods of abortion in a time when it wasn't legal and now in places where it's hard to access, sort of contributes in a way to cultures of violence against women. And I was wondering if you think that this sort of like tradition, not only in Italian film, but I think in film everywhere, of depicting violence against women, if you think that that's something that's changing slowly, or if you think it's still rampant.
I don't know. It's very difficult, I think, to make a film about violence on women, mm-hmm. because cinema is full of violence against women.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like classic film, classic cinema is about the woman being the prey all the time, whether it's the prey, voyeuristic prey, or actually the victim of some violence. So it's difficult to. And it's something that I've been wondering about, you know, it's of course something that I feel that I felt that I would like to make a film about, tackle this issue in a film, but it's so difficult because how do you represent that without being rhetoric or without falling into the stereotypes somehow. And so I haven't seen many examples. I'm sure you, since you're researching this, I'm sure you have many examples of films about that. I don't know. I haven't seen... There was one Spanish film from about 10, 15 years ago called something, I Give You My Eyes. Lo conosci tu, Nicoletta?
Sì, sì.
Ti do I miei occhi. Sì, sì. About a couple, and he has this problem, and then in the end he goes to like a self-help group, and that film seemed pretty good because it was really about that specific case. Apart from that, to tell you the truth, there's another film by Philip Groenig. He's a Swiss or German filmmaker. He made a film a few years ago called The Policeman's Wife. That is pretty interesting also. And it's about, and then another Swedish film, in fact, called The Stockholm Stories or something like that. I don't know if you know. Storia di Stoccolma. That it was the Italian title. So there's a few, but I think it's very difficult. I mean, in a way, because women's bodies are so much exposed in cinema all the time, and they are abused all the time somehow.
Yes, this would
be, by the way they are shot. So
my
if
answer.
You add to that, what are you going to say? How can you show the violence without, you know, being, in fact, without falling into the trap of actually creating more images of women being abused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So somehow, to make an interesting thing about domestic violence, you perhaps wouldn't have to show any physical violence. I don't know. It's difficult because women's bodies are, I think, abused all the time in cinema. And so how do you move from that in order to create some new thoughts about, because we are also used to seeing those bodies being used at different degrees in different ways.
This has been our question since the beginning of the class, because we've seen Sedotte Abbandonata, for instance, and then we saw...
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from our interview with Elena Marazzi. We have a full interview available where we discuss second wave feminism in the West, the Italian women's movement, and the concept of lived experiences of women's discrimination as bodily trauma. Please contact me to hear the full interview. Thank you.